From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We are plunging ahead with our look at what the situation is with the Coconut Grove Playhouse, Kelly, cold or not, because this theater in its first life as a movie house has been around since 1927. And besides, once you get past me, you're going to hear about some grand new plans for it. Precisely an hour ago, we began our conversation about what looks to be the resurgence of the Grove Playhouse, talking about how such a historic theater could fall into such disarray. Too large, too much debt. Michael Spring is back now. He is the Cultural Affairs Director for Miami-Dade County. And Michael, you did a pretty admirable job of going through the pitfalls. So this hour, let's get to the fun stuff, shall we? How will this partnership between Florida International University and Gable Stage work?
Well, this is a great model that's been used all over the country. That is the model of a wonderful theater company and a university. And the most prestigious model, or the one thought of most often, is Yale and the Yale Repertory Company. And the reason that these are such great working models is that you have an amazing theater company and you have a university with faculty and students and alumni. And the students intern in the professional theater, so they get that experience. The faculty get to direct, act, produce productions at the professional theater as well. And so the learning experiences go from top to bottom.
Now, is there public money involved at all in this?
There is public money involved, and that's what gives the product such strong credibility. The county commission had approved $20 million in capital funds to do the physical work that needs to be done to bring the Playhouse back to its glory. $5 million of those capital funds are from tourism-based bond funds. In other words, they're being paid for by tourist taxes that are collected from visitors to our community. And the other $15 million was approved by the voters in 2004 as part of the Building Better Communities bond program. It was a $15 million allocation to help the Playhouse.
So what should I look for in the months and perhaps years to come?
The very next step, embarking upon already, is the county will try to secure, through a competitive process, a whole architectural and engineering team. And it's architects, it's engineers, it's specialty consultants like historic preservation experts, theater, acoustics, sound and communication experts, and they'll be charged with coming up with the plan for bringing the building and the site back to life.
Which leads me to the big question, what about the facade? Is it going to stay?
We're going to hire the very best people to evaluate the building, take a look at what we want to have happen there, that is great theater, and come up with a plan that intelligently uses $20 million, is respectful to the historic nature of the site, and gives us a great working theater that can be financially sound. We could be in a design process for as long as a year and a half or 2 years to actually get it right. And then construction, depending on what we end up doing on the site, the construction could end up being the same amount of time. So we're anywhere from 3 to 5 years away from seeing a Playhouse open again. But the way I look at it in the long term, we had a Playhouse with a 50-year run, and we want to make sure that we put in place a new Playhouse that's good for another 100 years. If doing it right takes a few years, then we should do it right.
Michael Spring, Cultural Affairs Director for Miami-Dade County, thanks so much for being our guest.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.